好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是以色列人发怨言。
The sermon title today is the Israelites complain.
那么以色列人为什么会发怨言呢？
How can the Israelites they have a complaint?
以色列人发怨言的理由在哪里呢？
And what is the reason for them to complain?
好像也没什么理由。
Seems like there's no reason.
你想想我们自己发怨言嘛。
Think about us when we just complain.
有的时候无端端的一个无名火就会起来，对吧？
Sometimes without any reason, we just have to complain.
我们愿意神带领我们的脚步吧。
May God guide our steps.
我们开始讲到以先做个祷告。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
把时间交给神。
I leave the time to God.
天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着今天这堂道提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you to remind us through today's sermon.
看看怨言对我们的伤害是什么。
And to see what is the harm just to us from the complaints.
我们不但伤害自己，我们也伤害基督。
We not only just hurt ourselves, also we just hurt our Lord.
伤害这位为我们舍命的主。
And hurt this Lord who saved us.
主啊，求你帮助我们因爱主，因主的爱而悔改，能够有一个立定心志悔改的生命。
Just please, Lord, help us to repent because of your love.
带领我们的脚步。
Guide our steps.
祷告奉主的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，以色列人发怨言。
The Israelites complain.
有没有发现好像这就是人生，对不对？
So, don't you think this is just life?
我们看一下经文的上下文。
So, let's look at the context of the
这些以色列人前脚刚刚是昂然无惧，还记得吧？
Do you remember like one moment the Israelites they were standing boldly without fear?
昂然无惧就是不害怕嘛，对吧？
Meaning they have no fear.
坦然无惧嘛。
They just very bold.
而且深知自己是依靠耶和华嘛。
They know they rely on the Lord.
这是前脚。
So that's the on one moment the beginning.
今天的经文我们就要来讲后脚了。
And today's verse talking about what's after that.
我们发现以色列后脚就马上陷入恐慌惧怕起来。
So.And the next, and they were just overwhelmed by panic.
我想一想，这也就是为什么人必须在神面前持守一个谦卑的态度的原因，对不对？因为我们太卑微了。
I think this is exactly why we must remain humble before God.
好，我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
因为心里惧怕。
Because of fear.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们遇到一些事情的时候。
So when we face something.
我们心里边会惧怕，对吧？
We have fear, right?
心里惧怕的本身其实也并不是什么大的事情啊。
Actually, it's no big deal that we have fear.
那么到底什么才是事情呢？
Then, so what is the matter?
呀，承认以及面对我们内心的惧怕才是人生的真相啊。
The reality of life is not just pretending we have no fear, but acknowledging it and facing it honestly.
呀，看看今天的世代已经进入一个后真相时代，对吧？
So just like today, we already get into the stage of the post-reality.
我们感觉仿佛整个世界都不在乎所谓的真相了。
Seems like the whole world doesn't care about the reality.
我们今天听新闻好像就听个故事，听个笑话。
When we hear the news, it seems like we just listen to the joke.
真相如何好像已经开始不重要了。
Seems like it's not important for the reality.
谁的观点好像是来得更加重要一些。
It seems like it's more important to know somebody's viewpoint.
呀，求神就带领我们吧。
May God guide us.
请问你的心里是不是也有惧怕呢？
Let me ask you, do you also have fear?
看看今天的经文到底在如何描述以色列人心中的恐惧惧怕。
And let's see how the verse describes about the fear in the Israelites' heart.
首先是同为原因的移转。
First, a shift in the cause.
呀，这个观察是非常特别的。
This observation is very special.
此话怎讲呢？
What do I mean by that?
我们还看到前面的经文，好不好？
Let's look at the previous verse.
其实就是14章第8节。这经文我们大家很熟悉的。
It's in Exodus chapter 14, verse 8.
耶和华使埃及王法老的心刚硬。
The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
他就追赶以色列人。
So that he pursued the Israelites.
重点是后面这一句话。
The key point is that the verse after that.
因为以色列人是昂然无惧的出埃及。
Who were marching out boldly.
我们提过这段经文是指以色列人的。
So,Last week we talked about that this was pointing about the Israelites.
因为在这里昂然无惧，既是法老追赶以色列人的原因。
So in that verse, Israel's boldness is presented as the reason Pharaoh pursued them.
也为今天的经文拉开了一个序幕。
Also, just open it just like a prelude, and for today's verse.
来到今天经文当中的14章10节。
When we come to today's passage, Exodus chapter 14, verse 10.
他说法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。
As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and saw the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord.
我们将第八节和第十节平行摆在一起来 观察。
Let's put these two verses to observe.
我们就会发现同样是原因。
We will see, and the reason, and they're both are the reason.
但是仿佛已经从昂然无惧变成了惧怕，对吧？
However, the focus had shifted, and it's no longer their boldness, but their fear.
所以人是多变的 ，changeable 的，对吧？
Human beings are changeable.
勇气或者惧怕，其实并不需要原因的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, courage and fear don't always have an obvious cause.
而且有的时候，勇气或者惧怕，你也没法解释，对吧？
Nor can they always be explained.
但是却会留下一些可供观察的痕迹。
Yet they leave behind visible evidence in the way we live.
这也就是为什么圣经会说，按照我们所知道的，我们仍是不知道嘛。
And that is what the Bible says. Based on what we know, we still don't know.
这也是我们在为什么这个题目的面前显得茫然无知的原因或者道理所在了，对吧？
And that is why, and when we ask why, and we just so often find ourselves without an answer.
那其次，向神哀求。是好事啊。
Secondly, crying out to God is a good thing.
十四章八节中的昂首无惧。
In Exodus chapter 14, verse 8, we read that the Israelites went out boldly and fearlessly.
我们会不会一听起来都很喜欢，对吧？
When we hear that, we just naturally just feel we like it, right?
我们很自然就为以色列人感恩的。
We feel thankful for the Israelites.
对不对？会不会啊？
Don't we?
我们一听他昂首无惧，很开心。
Because when we heard that they're just boldly and fearlessly, we're happy for them.
但是你听到第十节的时候呢？
However, when we just go to next, the
这两节经文有什么不一样呢？
What's the difference between those two verses?
这一次虽然有惧怕，以色列人却开始向神哀求了。
This time, even though they were afraid, the Israelites began to cry out to the Lord.
这比上一次虽然是昂然无惧。却自以为骄傲，不向神祈求，好太多了，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, and in fact, this is far better than the previous situation when they were bold and confident, yet proud and no longer seeking God in prayer.
因为当人自以为已经足够了
，when people think they are sufficient on their own，
也不再需要神了
；when they feel they no longer need God，
也不必再向神去祈求了。
And no longer need to pray to God.
或者说，常常听到有人说：“哎，不要麻烦神那么多了。”
And sometimes we hear people say, "Oh, just don't bother God that much."
我自己就可以解决了。
I can handle by myself.
你知道吗？当你的心走到这一步的时候
，Do you know that when your heart go to this point,
那么人们离祸患也就不远了，弟兄姐妹。
Actually, they are just actually drawing very close to danger.
所以大家要了解一点什么样的原则呢？
Therefore, we need to understand the principle.
其实无论是什么原因，人都应该凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢来亲近神，对不对？
Regardless of the circumstances, and people should always in everything by prayer, petition, and thanksgiving draw near to God.
而不是穷尽一切原因去远离神的。
Rather than just using every possible reason to distance yourself from God.
大家想想是不是这个道理呢？
So wouldn't you agree?
想想你今天生命的光景是正在比过去更加亲近神呢，还是比过去更加远离神？你自己知道的。
So just examine your life. Are you getting closer to God or the other way?
而事实上，一个人的智慧或者愚昧的分野由此而来。
This is where the line between wisdom and foolishness is clearly drawn.
最后是恐惧。生出了埋怨。
Finally, fear gives birth to complaint.
显然，我们发现以色列人好像有一些病急乱投医了。
Obviously, the Israelites they were in a sense and acting out of panic.
你说刚刚因为惧怕而向神发出哀求，对吧
？Just moments earlier, out of fear, they cry out to God.
我刚才说这是好的。
I just said,
人遇到任何事情向神去祈求、发出哀求都是好事情。
So, anytime when we just suggest pray to our God. That is great.
但是留意经文怎么样记载，怎么样描述呢？
However, just look at the verse and what's the described.
刚刚向神祈求，后马上后脚就跟着向摩西去发愿言，他是很奇怪的人，对吧？
But right after their prayer, they just turn around and begin to complain against Moses.
向神去发出哀求祈求，马上就向牧师、向传道人、向长老就发出怨言，这是我们今天教会也会发出的现象。
This is a similar, just like in the church, and first, and they just cry out to the Lord, but on turn around, they just filed a complaint to the minister.
这里在讲什么意思呢，弟兄姐妹，你知道吗
？So, brother and sister, do you know what that means?
我们不难看见以色列人因为恐惧而带来的混乱呐、啊，同意吧
？We can clearly see how fear brings confusion among the Israelites.
同一张嘴巴却可以发出两样完全不同的声音啊
！The same mouth can just produce two completely different kind of speech.
在祷告会中，我们祷告的可以高大上，对吧？
One moment in a prayer meeting, and someone can just pray and really decent.
甚至还可以是一把鼻涕一把眼泪，很多的感动啊。
And someone is just crying with the tears and emotion.
但是一回到家，看到孩子就会大发雷霆，会不会啊
？The next moment at home, and the same person may just explode in anger to the children.
我们不知不觉把自己变成一个戴面具的伪善人、伪装人，对吧
？Unnoticeably, we're just like a person just wearing a mask.
当然，我在这里也并不是那么急着要去论断或者批评了。
I'm not here to judge or criticize.
那是鼓励我们每一个弟兄姐妹勇敢面对，接纳一个丑陋的自己。你愿意吗
？I just want to encourage brother, sister, just be honestly, just face yourself.
而且重要的是，能不能检视一下自己的生命呢
？And more importantly, just examine our heart.
我们能不能看看心里边的埋怨从何而来呢
？And just examine our heart. Just where do these complaints really come from?
这个可能对我们很真实哦。
This is so true for us.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
摩西及时止损。
Moses stops the escalation in time.
这是摩西向我们展示的高贵品格，会不会
？This is the noble character Moses demonstrates to us.
他遇到以色列人发怨言的时候，他怎么办呢
？When the Israelites complained, what did he do?
摩西的选择是安静、勇敢、鼓励以及领人归主，来到神面前。
So Moses chooses.He just chose to say calmness, courage, encouragement, and leading people back to God.
我们不妨把自己带入其中去想一想。
Just bring us into the situation.
面对以色列人的苦读、怨恨以及失控的情绪，怎么办呢
？So what can we do? And in face of the Israelites' bitterness, complaints, emotional outbursts.
要第一反应怼回去嘛
？The first reaction may be just to fight back.
摩西可以说：“凭什么赖我呀？”
Moses could have said, "Why are you blaming me?"
出埃及的本身是神的恩典，也是你们的选择呀。
The Exodus was God's grace, and it was also your choice.
您凭什么怪到我们面前，来我们面前发怨言呢
？So why you just blame on me?
但是摩西没有。
But he didn't.
他选择及时止损。
Instead, Moses chose to de-escalate the situation in time.
这是每一个属灵领袖。必须要有的属灵品格呀，弟兄姐妹。
This is spiritual character each spiritual leader should have.
遇到问题，你是扩大矛盾还是及时止损呢
？When you face a trouble, do you just try to escalate or de-escalate?
首先选择安静。
First, choose calmness.
别人有情绪，你该怎么办呢
？When others are emotional, what should we do?
这仿佛是我们人生中常遇的。状态光景，对吧
？This is something that we all encounter in life, isn't it?
我们不妨将十一节多读几遍，好不好
？So let's just read verse 11 carefully many times.
如果我们将这些经文多读几遍的话呢，我们不难体会其中的火药味啊。
If we just read this verse 11 carefully, we can easily sense the tension in their words.
这些以色列人仿佛将所有的责任与怪罪都丢给了摩西了。
All responsibility and blame are thrown onto Moses.
好像摩西就是那个要来谋害以色列人的罪魁祸首，而且是不可原谅的呀。
As if Moses were the criminal who brought harm upon Israel, completely unforgivable.
不但如此，人还是很会装的。
Not only this, and people would just pretend.
以色列人装的自己好委屈啊。
And just seems like they're just in such just in the sense of the grievance.
你为什么这么对待我们呢？
Why have you treated us like this?
一个人的情绪不可怕，可怕的是交互情绪。
One person's emotions are not the real problem. What is truly dangerous is emotional escalation.
如果只有一个人在发情绪，其他人都安静，他们发无可发，发也发不久的。
If only one person just that it releases this emotion and it's hard for him to just go on.
但是如果是一言不合就大吵大闹，大吵大闹是相互之间在那吵。
However, if one disagreement just turned into a full-blown argument,
结果就会酿成后果了，一发不可收拾。
And things quickly spiral out of control.
在情绪对立的时候，首先选择停止的人。
In moments of emotional conflicts, and if the person just chooses just to quiet down,
往往是那些可以选择安静的人，对不对？
And that is the person.And who has the strength to remain calm?
我们发现摩西正是那位有安静能力的人，值得我们效法的。
Moses is exactly that kind of person, one who has the ability to stay calm and are called, we're just called to imitate.
其次是鼓励会众。
Secondly, encouraging the congregation.
你发现没有？人一旦安静下来，就有可能看见他有哪些选项了。
When a person becomes calm, he is able to see what options are actually available.
人在情绪中的时候，往往就只有一个选项，他就是要把气发出去嘛。
When a person is in emotion, his only option is just to release and to others.
但是当人一旦安静下来的时候呢
？However, when a person becomes calm,
选项就不是唯独情绪这一项了。
Then to release the emotion is not the only option.
我们发现摩西的冷静。使他口出恩言
Moses' calmness allowed him to speak words of grace.
甚至他口中所说的话能够为神所用
And so much that he is used by God.
显明他是蒙神拣选的
And just reveal he's the one, just the chosen by God.
以致他真的可以说出神的心意来
So that he's able to reveal God's heart.
他鼓励以色列人不要惧怕，只管站住
He encouraged the Israelites, do not be afraid, stand firm.
站住不是简简单单站在那里发愣那么简单。
To stand firm does not simply mean standing still.
原文的意思是站立得住，这个意思，有立场的站立。
And original text means to stand strong.
不但有立场，还有原则、盼望、有信心。
To have conviction, principles, hope, and faith.
我们知道摩西是蒙神拣选的，对不对
？And we know Moses is elected by God.
他是一个带领以色列人出埃及的属灵领袖。对不对
He's a spiritual leader, just chosen by God to lead Israel out of Egypt.
那么你呢
？So what about you？
你难道不是也是神所呼召，在家里边，哪怕在家里边做丈夫、妻子、父亲、母亲、儿女等不同的角色吗
？Aren't you also called by God to different roles at home as husband, wife, father, mother, or children？
或者你在教会里做童工，做某一项服事啊？
Or in a church, you are called to be the co-worker to serve.
你可能在世俗当中担任公司的某一个角色呀。
Maybe in the workplace, you are called by God to serve in certain position.
你能否，无论你做什么，从神的呼召的眼光和角度来看待自己的生命呢
？Can you look at your life just from how God called you at your position?
因为当神的呼召，如果人能够按照神的呼召去行事为人的时候呢？
Because if a person can just fulfill God's purpose in life,
那你就是完成神的命定了。
And if you just do according to God's will, you're fulfilling His purpose.
神呼召让我做一个丈夫。
God called me to be a husband.
神呼召让我做一个父亲。
God called me to be a father.
神呼召让我做一个儿子。
God called me to be a son.
神呼召让我做一个妻子，做一个母亲。
God called me to be a wife, a mother.
请记住，这是神对你的呼召。
Please remember, this is God's calling to you.
你在神的呼召面前，你发你的怨言是什么意思呢
？If you complain and in front of God's calling, do you know what that means?
意思就是说，神你错了。
Which means, God, you are wrong.
你看，你所拣选的我，让我去做你让我做的工，都是错的。
And all you did, including what you called me, is wrong.
否则，怨言从何而来呢
？Otherwise, where did complaint come from?
好，最后是仰望上帝了。
Finally, looking to God.
圣灵感动摩西，继续是有话说的。
The Holy Spirit continues to move Moses to speak.
他说：“看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩呐。”
He said, "See the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today."
不要小看这句话。
Don't overlook this sentence.
这是神人同工的凭证啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, this is the mark of the cooperation between God and the man.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
摩西到底在讲什么呢？
What is Moses talking about?
他是要将以色列人领到神的面前来啊，弟兄姐妹。
And that is to lead people into the presence of God.
如果摩西仅仅是说不要惧怕，只管站立。
If Moses had only said, do not be afraid, stand firm.
然后停在这里就没话说了。
If he didn't continue to say, and just stop saying.
那他就有可能说了等于没说呀。
That alone would not be enough.
你知道为什么呢？
Do you know why?
因为你说不要惧怕，我就不怕了吗？
After all, if someone tells you not to be afraid, does that automatically remove your fear?
要牧师叫你以后不要口出污言秽语，你可以吗？
If pastor tells you not to speak evil words, can you simply stop?
你铁定是不行的，弟兄姐妹。
You just for sure you're not able to stop.
不但你不行，谁都不行。
Not only you can't, everyone, no one can.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
因为产生生命能力、控制能力、掌管能力，必须也只能是出于神呐、啊，不是出于人的。
Because the power to produce life, self-control, and the true transformation can only come from God.
我曾经去跟一个小朋友说，能不能以后不要跟你的小朋友去说脏话，说出口啊？
I told a child, I said, can you just not just say those the bad words anymore?
他说好，以后我不说了。
And he said, okay, I won't say it in the future.
我说为什么我叫你不要说脏话出口这么多次，你还要说呢？
And then I asked him again, I said, then why? And I told you many times, but you still say that.
这个孩子我很喜欢他。
I love this child.
因为他说实话呀。
Because he's very honest.
他说牧师，我控制不住，我就是想说呀。
And he replied to me. And he said, "I just cannot control my mouth."
我说孩子啊，你说实话是何等美，何等的善呢。
So I told this child, I said, "It is just beautiful that you speak the truth."
这也是我们不单是孩子，大人也是一样的。
Not only child, also adults.
我们如果不借着祷告、祈求和感谢，不靠着神的话语，没有人有这个能力的。
Without just through the prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, no one can just overcome that.
你不信，你试一试。
If you don't believe it,
一段时间不祷告、不赞美、不唱诗，不去亲近神，你很快，你嘴巴也说不了好听的话，你脑袋也思想一些恶毒的事情。
If you do not pray and get close to God, and pretty soon you just cannot just overcome.
因为按照人的本性，他就是想去犯罪啊。
Because by nature, human beings tend towards sins.
就是想去行恶呀。
And with the wrongdoing.
而且在这一点，一点办法都没有。
And we have no power to fully overcome in it.
除非我们真依靠神。
Unless we truly depend on God.
每天多而又多的亲近神。
Each day get closer to God.
而且认识神。
To know Him.
跟随神。
Follow Him.
否则你不可能有盼望的。
Otherwise, there's no hope.
求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
上帝为你征战呢。
God fights for you.
大家有没有想过，人之所以会发怨言，什么原因啊？
Do you know what is the reason that people complain?
从本质上讲，是因为你并不真正的认识神。
In essence, it's because that you just do not really truly know God.
你知道什么是认识神吗？
What does it mean to know God?
不要小看认识神这三个字啊。
Do not just underestimate this word.
Yeah, John Bach 就写了一本书，专门写一本书叫做《认识神》。
So there is a book called The To Know God, is from the author John Bach.
Yeah, 他这本书写得 相当好。
This book is really good written. Yeah,
上帝说认识神，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差派来的耶稣基督，就是永生啊。
So in the book of John says, now this is eternal life that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
所以从逻辑链条一抽就抽出，原来我们发怨言几乎跟我们的永生是相联系的。
So,When we have a complaint, it is related to the eternal life.
一个真实认识上帝的人。
A person who truly know God.
怨言会远离他，越来越少发怨言，以致到有一天不发。
And he will have fewer and fewer complaints until he meets the Lord.
首先，他是永恒的主。
First, he is the eternal Lord.
神与人之间最大的区别是什么？你知道吗？
What is the greatest difference between God and the man?
讲白了就是一个眼光的问题嘛，同意吗？
And that is perspective.
怎么看这个问题呢？
How do we look at this?
就是神看一件事情是总是从永恒的角度来看，对吧？
God always views things from an eternal standpoint.
当然，属神的人也会效法神， 从这个角度去看事情。
Of course, God's people also just tend to do it the same way.
你们想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about a reason?
呀，圣经给我们有回答了。
The Bible answered us.
在今天的经文后面，他说：“因为你们所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见了。”
And the verse says, "Because as the spiritual says, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again."
其实这句话是预言的，弟兄姐妹。
Actually, this is a prophecy.
啊，当年以色列眼中所看见的埃及人，什么时候不见了呢？你知道吧
？When those Egyptians disappear in people's eyes, do you remember?
就是当亚历山大大帝去统治地中海、统治世界的时候
，When the Emperor Alexander to just control and the Mediterranean Sea，
呀，那他怎么样不见了呢
？So how the Egyptian
亚历山大有一个将军去攻打埃及，并且统治埃及
，And there's a general from the Emperor Alexander to rule Egypt。
事实上，从那以后，他自己也成为最后一任法老了。
Since then, Egypt became the last pharaoh.
从那以后，埃及就不再埃及了。
Since then, Egypt is no longer Egypt.
啊，从那以后，埃及也就不再存在了。
Since then, Egypt no longer exists.
亚历山大的时候，大概是公元前330年。
Alexander is the time of 336 BC.
啊，这一年过去以后，埃及就渐渐走入消亡。
After that year.Egypt is just gradually just that.
就是今天的埃及不再是以前的埃及人了。
So today's Egyptian is no longer the Egyptians before.
今天神的话语也同样这么讲。
Today and God's words say the same thing.
因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见。
The Egyptian you see today, you will never see again.
你知道什么意思吗？这句话对我们影响很重大的。
Do you know what the sentence means? That's so important to us.
你当你今天有敌人的时候
，When you have an enemy today.
当你今天看着一个人不顺眼的时候
，When you see someone just dislike.
当你今天生命当中遇到一个好像无法逾越的障碍，一个很无法胜过的一个人事情的时候
，If you face something today, you're not able to overcome it.
上帝会让你有一天再也看不到他们。
One day, you will never see that again.
而你却仍然要与神同在。
However, you're still with God.
前提是你要与神同行。
The premise is you need to walk with God.
所以发现没有，我们在人世间不需要去过重的看那些障碍、那些坏人、那些麻烦，乃是要看神呐。
Therefore, don't just look at your troubles or the challenges just.
因为唯有主的道是永远长存的。
Only God's truth.
圣经说，凡有形制的都要销毁。
And the Bible just said that all this the physical things one day will just pass away.
我们今天在人世间所经历的一切
，everything we experience in this world，
无论是什么，终有一天会归为无有的，对吧
？Whatever it may be, will one day pass away.
圣经说，有一条路人以为正，却是通向死亡之路啊。
The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a person and it even appears valuable, but it's
而且呢是按着命定，人人皆有一死。
It is appointed for man to die once.
死后且有审判。
And after that comes judgment.
你们眼前这位伟大的法老
，The great Pharaoh you see before you.
你知道吗？再过一会儿，必将永远不再看见他了。
Will soon be gone forever.
今天世界上这些独裁者。
Today in this world, so many those dictators.
逼迫教会、逼迫神儿女的这些敌基督的人。
And those antichrists who persecuted the Christians.
有一天，我们将不再看见他。
One day, we will not see them again.
在永生的国度，在永恒的国度里面，他们将要化为无有，化为灰烬。
In eternal kingdom, they will just become dust.
因为凡有形制的都要销毁。
Because all the physical things will be passed away.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你心里边还有那么多的惧怕吗
？So do you still have that much fear in your heart？
难道你还要用这些惧怕来恶心神吗
？So why just let fear dishonor God？
难道你还要用这些惧怕来恶心你自己吗
？Why let fear rob you of the confidence that God wants you to have？
你们不知道耶和华神是永恒的主吗
？Don't you know that the Lord is the eternal God？
上帝在永恒中等待着我们过往的一切又大又难的困难。
God is just waiting for us when we just encounter all those troubles.
我们虽然不知明日要生何时
，Although we don't know what will be happening tomorrow，
但是神却掌管着明天。
God is in control of tomorrow.
而且我们也知道谁掌管明天，对吧？
And we know who is in control of tomorrow.
其实他必为你征战。
Secondly, the Lord will fight for you.
耶和华必为你征战。
The Lord will fight for you.
Yeah, 这不是一句空话，弟兄姐妹。
These are not empty words, brothers and sisters.
那是神的一个信实广大呀。
They are a testament of to God's great faithfulness.
以色列人可以回想一下先祖的经历，对不对？
The Israelites could look back and remember the experience of their forefathers.
亚伯拉罕带领318人。
Abraham led 318.
也就是自己的家丁了。
And those are the trained men from his household.
然后长途的追击啊。
They just pursued us a long way.
一直追到大马士革。
And to the region of Damascus.
打败了四王五王啊。
Defeated the four kings.
最后救回他的侄儿罗德。
And rescued his nephew Lot.
600多年之后呢？
More than 600 years later.
神就呼召了摩西回到埃及。
God called Moses back to Egypt.
今天的经文让我们看他刚刚经过的十灾，对吧？
So today's verse, let us see the 10 plagues they just had witnesses.
以及马上就要经历过红海。
And the crossing of the Red Sea, and they're about to experience.
我们认真回想一下。
Think about this.
哪一件事情不是神在为以色列人在征战呢？
So those were just all clear demonstration that God himself was fighting for Israel.
如果先祖们的见证成为了我们的信心。
If the testimony of our spiritual forefathers strengthened our faith.
那么试问谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Then we can just ask with confidence, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
殊不知人有了神的儿子就有生命，对不对？
So we just know that we have the Son of God, we have life.
我们有了基督的爱，还有什么可惧怕的呢？
When we have the love of Christ, what is left for us to fear?
最后是在神的面前安静了。
Finally, be still before God.
摩西在今天信息结束的时候呢？
So Moses said just a Before he just finished the message,
他竟然会怎么说呢？
He says,
他说你们尽管只管静默。
He said, be still,
不要作声。
And do not speak.
这个我觉得是好宝贵的一句话。
This is such so precious.
这意思是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思就是你们要安静，要知道我是耶和华呀。
He means, be still and know that I am the Lord.
当然，安静可能是诸多属灵功课中最难操练的，对吧？
Of course, being still before God may be one of the most difficult spiritual discipline to practice.
我记得我曾经对教会的一个姐妹提出一个要求，请你安静，可以吗？
I used to just talk to our the church sister said, "Can you just be still?"
这个姐妹极其的可爱了。
And the sister is very lovely.
她牧师，今天我一听到别人叫我安静，我头就疼。
So the sister said, when I hear people tell me to be still, I got a headache.
我说你知道你为什么头疼吗？
So I asked him, do you know why you have a headache?
因为你的心忙乱，太忙了。
Because you're very busy in your heart.
能不能让我们的心灵安静下来，不要太 busy, 不要太忙乱，可以吗？
Can you just learn to be still and just don't be so busy in your heart?
能不能在此时此刻看一看玛利亚，也看看马大？
Just like a Mary and Martha.
求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
我们的心是不容易安静下来的。
It is very difficult for us just to stay calm.
我们会发现自己的软弱和不配，对吧？
And we will just see just our weakness and our just incapable.
进入到一个光景当中去也不简单，养成习惯的更难了。
To enter into this kind of situation is not easy, not even mentioned to form as a habit.
其实讲得很简单，一是读经，二是祷告，三是唱诗赞美神。
It's actually very simple. It's a very simple way. And that is to read the Bible, prayer, and sing praise.
神基督耶稣为我们舍命在十字架上。
Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
我们为他这个缘故，每天读读经可以吗？
For this reason, we just read His words daily.
我们每天向他去祷告，可以吗？
Can we just pray to God every day?
我们可不可以开口开声赞美神呢？
Can we just open our mouth, just sing praise to Him?
特别是讲到赞美神。
Especially when we talk about praise.
没有这个习惯呢。
And we don't have this habit.
我们能不能开始养成这个习惯？
Can we start to form this habit?
你如果不唱诗赞美神的话呢？
If we do not sing praise to God.
有一天你可能回到天家去，圣灵说，圣经说，基督说，我不认识你啊。
Maybe one day when you return to the heaven home and God said, I don't know you.
回到天家去的人一定是唱诗赞美神的人。
And the person who returned to the heaven home and must
be the person who sing the praise. 你在天你在天家的门口对天使说：“我不会赞美神，也不会唱诗的。”
If at a gate and at of the heavenly home, you just told God, "I don't pray, I don't sing."
不用基督的检验，天使就把你先隔在外边。你先回去。
Without Christ's exam, the angel just tell him, "Just go back."
我没有见到一个在天家的人不唱诗赞美神的。
I don't see a person and he'll just return to heavenly home and do not sing the praise.
读经、祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Read God's words, prayer.
这三样是我们是检验我们能否在神面前安静的试金石。
So the three things, it's just like the spiritual litmus test.
不要找别的借口好吗？
Please don't find any other excuse.
趁着我们今天仍然可被拯救的时候，好好来到神的面前。尽忠心可以吗
？Just be faithful while we're still in time.
牧师已经讲了，对吧
？So pastor already told you, right?
我们也不妨试一试自己的属灵光景和状况。
So let's just kind of examine our spiritual status.
或者是简单的讲讲，我们试试回到家照照镜子。
Or you go home, just look in the mirror of yourself.
你有平安，你有喜乐吗
？Do you have peace and joy?
你有笑容吗
？Do you have a smile on your face?
还是每天的愁锁眉睫
？Or are your brows always just the furrows.
满脸都挂着愁云惨雾，会不会
？And just kind of just with the bitterness.
总也笑不出来。
And just unable to smile.
久而久之，平安就离开了我们的心。
Over time, and just when we fail to rest in God, and the peace will just quite just depart from us.
喜乐也就远离了我们的脸呐。
And God's joy disappears from our face.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
请问，基督已经为你我走上十字架了。
So let me ask you, Christ has already just gone to the cross.
你是否仍然在恐惧害怕呢
？Are you still living in fear?
法老带着埃及的追兵在后面追来。
When Pharaoh and his army are behind you,
红海就拦在眼前。
And the Red Sea is right in front of you.
呀，摩西带领以色列人就要过红海。
Moses will lead the Israelites to cross the Red Sea.
请留意啊，不是说过红海之前海水就分开一个干地让以色列人走过去。
It's not before they walk on the Red Sea and the sea already split and to side.
是摩西的杖往海水里一放，水就干了。
That is when Moses just put his rod to the sea, and then the sea separated.
以色列人的脚往海床上一走，海床下面就是干地。
Only when the Israelites they just walked and step on the Red Sea, and then it became a dry land.
这个前提是我们的内心要安静。唯独基督。
The premise is we need to just remain still.
你是否相信耶和华神必为属他的人征战呢
？Do you believe that the Lord will fight for those who belong to Him？
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
当法老临近以色列人的时候
，When the Pharaoh just get closer to the Israelites，
以色列人远远的举目看见埃及人赶来啊。
And the Israelites they saw that the Egyptians just ran to them.
以色列人就心里边惧怕。
The Israelites they were so scared.
不是一般的惧怕，乃是甚惧怕，特别惧怕。
Not just the little scared, they were very scared.
以至于不自觉的向神发出了哀求。
And they just cry out to the Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当我们向你发出哀求的时候，你并不会轻看我们。
When we cry out to you, and you will not just
你也看着我们在你面前流出的每一滴眼泪。
And you just receive every tear that we shed.
那是悔改的泪。
It's a repentance.
但是当犹太人、以色列人向摩西发怨言的时候
，However, when the Israelites they filed a complaint to that to
甚至以色列人说的话伤人的心呐，也伤神的心。
And also when the Israelites they said words to hurt to your heart.
他说我们在埃及岂没有对你说过吗
？And they said, didn't we say that in Egypt?
Don't bother us, 不要搅扰我们呐。
Just to not just bother us.
容我们服侍埃及人吧。
Let us serve the Egyptians.
因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还要好啊。
Because it's better to serve the Egyptian than to die in the wilderness.
主，我们能体会到你的心是何等的伤痛。
Lord, we can just feel that how the grief that you have.
你将受压迫430年的以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
You saved the Israelites from the 430 years in Egypt.
但是还没过红海，这些以色列人开始发出怨言了。
But before they crossed the Red Sea, they have the complaint.
主，我们再次的感谢你。
Lord, once again, we want to thank you.
你借着你所拣选的仆人摩西，向我们展示出一个仆人的样式。
Through the servant you chose, Moses, you just show us the model.
帮助我们口出恩言。
Help us to say gracious words.
选择安静。
Choose to be still.
鼓励以色列人。
Encourage the Israelites.
并且主动来到神的面前。
And also just actively just come to God.
也带领身边人来到神面前。
And bring the people around us to God.
向神发出哀求。
And just pray to God.
向神发出祷告。
And just pray to you.
主啊，你是我们唯一的盼望。
You are our only hope.
求主继续的带领我们。
Lord, may you continue to guide us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.